Lieutenant Kane Halifax had finally arrived on Terra Brea, landing in the capital city in the middle of the Peacekeeper base. As he and his team dismounted from their modest landing craft, he took a deep breath. The air here was different, fresh, unpolluted. Its history was markedly different from Earth's, and he tasted it as it ran down his throat and into his lungs. There was a sour tang underneath the fresh, almost alpine scent of the atmosphere. A shiver stalked him at a distance. This place was rife with a reddened and blackened complexity which indicated to him that this operation would be bad news. Halifax wasn't a superstitious man, but he knew that his intuition rarely lied. Nothing was here for him except frustration and an overly arduous path to a simple justice. His initial investigation in the coming days confirmed this. The Moon Devil, callsign Crow, was deployed deep into enemy territory on a long-term operation, far out of his reach. His other quarries, the Dusklights, had gone, according to their handler, missing, taking with them all of their support staff. She was lying, but he knew there would be no proof of her lies to present to the court. He sent his hacker into the base's systems to look for any clues as to the Dusklight's whereabouts. He sent his Dolphin pilot to schmooze with the staff on base to see if he could get any clues. The General's son was deployed to the corporate council to use his nepotism to ferret out any collusion. And the operators, his muscle, they were told to stay on the ship and to stay out of trouble. His team didn't turn up anything particularly useful, not that he'd expected to. But one thing did stand out to him. A record of one of the Dusklights, Loyal, having repeated visits to the brig to visit a prisoner. Unusual, but not immediately helpful. However, that horrid intuition of his kept bringing him back to these visits, and with no other leads, he flashed his badge to the warden and set out to see what was so important about Maze Mourner. When we last left off, you had been sent by September Bluth to a corporate retreat to take out some people that stood in his way of seizing control of the corporate council. So far, at this nice little resort and spa, you have taken out the head of the R&D department, Eager Nest, who is a guy who is stomping around in power armor. Loyal tased him to death multiple times. Well, tased him to death once by shooting him with it multiple times after catching him naked in the shower. You have all kind of turned your attention to George Define, who is Bluth planned on double-crossing. However, when you went to find George in a private room, you discovered that he was missing. And shortly after, Bluth yelled out over the radio that George Define was in Bluth's room and had just shot him. And then screamed for help. What do you do?
I mean, me and Loyal are right close by. I think we're just going to haul ass over there as quick as we can and bust in.
Suspicious of this. Scanning the room before we do a busting in.
Ooh, another survey from Loyal. Bold choice. Just to set it up, where is Hex and Joseph at this point?
Well, didn't Harold just fail the main
hall? I think our plan was originally where me and Hex were going to meet up to maybe take on Jack, I think was his name. Yeah. I mean, we could start making our way over there.
It's not that far away, but okay.
Yeah, I'll power walk as well.
I'm power walking to the private rooms.
I have surveyed and failed. What's wrong with my sonar? Why is it not working?
You only have one die.
Your sonar muscle is real sore. What do you call the sonar part of a dolphin?
The melon.
That's pretty cool.
I love that name. Is it actually the melon?
Nope. It's actually the melon.
I like that.
It's like the dome in front of their heads. That's their melon. It's full of...
I wonder what it feels like to sonar.
Straight up melon.
I think... You hear Bluth is yelling over the radio saying, like, I've got the bathroom door barricaded, but I've been shot. And then you hear a, like, loud cracking noise, and then he is quiet.
If Loyal doesn't open this door, Geist is going to do something drastic.
I will say that there's two people in this room. There's one which is a person... I mean, you know what Bluth looks like on sonar. It is, as he said, he barricaded himself in the bathroom. He is now slumped down. And there's another figure that has just, like, shot through the door.
Yeah, we're good.
Open it.
We're doing it.
You go in. There is a guy in here that is George Define.
He has a silenced pistol, I would say, and it is now pointed at you.
Cool. Can I check off my own? Can I check off my own silenced pistol and shoot him with it, or attempt to?
I need to look at Joseph's sheet to see if silencers are a special item or not. It is a special item that the infiltrator explicitly gets. So we will need to do to get over that hurdle somehow, whether it be some sort of flashback.
Ooh. No, I know what I want to do. Oh, fuck. I'm going to check off throwing knives instead. Whip one at his forehead.
Of course.
Used to play darts.
That is so much cooler. Okay, I don't think Loyal can help me, but I'm going to struggle and I'm going to push myself, which I believe is two.
And you do have less effect, so you'll be risky limited.
Oh, because of my harm. Fuck. Let me see if there's anything else I can do. No, my shit's all pilot related.
You call your frame in here right now.
RC car, like have it railgun the whole room.
Technically, if I did that, I would get the push effect on the frame as well, and my bombard's a hell of a lot better than my struggle, but I think that this is not the time to go so drastic. That would be. I'm probably going to do it at some point. We'll see. Risky, limited. Thank you, Ziggurat, for electrocuting me. Let's see what happens.
4 and a 3. 4 is a success. Okay. You hurl a throwing knife at this man. It plinks right into his shoulder. He kind of winces, and his shot kind of goes off a little bit, but it does hit you in the arm. I think like mirrored hits here. You hit him in the arm, he hit you in the arm with this pistol. So you're going to take the level 1, I'd call it harm, grazed.
This is just like Cowboy Bebop. I already have less effect, and I don't think they stack, so I think I might just eat this. Delicious.
I'll also say, just to add a little bit of intrigue here, is you definitely hit him with a knife, but the knife disappears as soon as it hits him.
He's a fucking hologram, bro.
He's fake. Is the real George dead?
I hope the real George is dead.
Oh, wait, that helps us.
Yeah, no, real George might have just hired somebody to do this hit, and he's not here, in which case, whatever, that's not our problem. That's Blue's problem.
How far away from me is fake George?
3 yards.
Pieces?
What the fuck is a yard?
Approximately 300
9 feet.
Millimeters.
Stop. I'm gonna try to just grab him. And see if I can just yank the hologram puck off of him to see who the fuck he really is. Now that he has been slightly disarmed.
Sure. That probably would be a struggle.
Wait. Before you do. Maybe I can use my other free tactical genius. And in this one, it's literally just... I don't know, we're in, like, the warehouse where we've been kind of just hanging around for, like, the 5 days. And guys is like, alright, look, your exopod, it's big. It's kind of clumsy. Why don't you take a swing at me? Yeah, take a punch. How would you attack me? And it's just, like, them doing, like...
Slap fight with the
like,
robot.
Melee combat. CQC practice.
I love these flashbacks.
I know that's my last one, so...
And plus 1D.
Give me a dice.
Cool. 2 and a 4.
Yay. As long as we keep getting partial successes, we'll be okay.
You're just like grabbing him?
I'm gonna grab him and
take the thing off.
Attempt
right?
to find where it is using my sonar and also just fucking patting him down.
Pat him down hard enough to break his little fucking bones.
Yeah. I want to also just kind of like put some of the weight of my exopod on top of him so he can't escape. But. I don't know if I can do that with
a car on him.
So, damn. I'm not showing you this clock because it's too much to update it, but this is a 4-step clock, so you have completed it.
This kills him.
Yay!
Here's what I'll do. You tackle him to the ground effortlessly. You partially crushing the guy. He pulls out a knife and he tries to stab you, but it kind of plinks off the top of your exopod because it's thick glass. You know, the pistol goes rolling across the ground. He is completely neutralized. You pull off the puck after you break some important bones. And there is a different guy under it. Just a much like thinner, more fit guy than George Define actually looks like, you know. It's like, let's just pretend fucking Agent 47 is under there. You know?
Are they bald?
He's not one of the VIPs, is he?
No, this is not one of the VIPs.
This could just be one of the extra people we kill.
But this guy was impersonating George Define, one way or another.
But he's not even here at this party.
No, but your complication is that behind you is a guard who sees you on top of this guy, you know, like gun on the ground, you're wrestling him, and he reaches for his radio and his gun. And you're in a desperate position.
Wait, what if we made this look good? We're saving him.
Yeah, we're just doing some citizen justice over here.
Yeah, Bluth's in there. He's hurt. We're trying to help.
Yeah.
The staff
thing
member is helping.
About that is that even if we pull off this deception, the entire place will be on such high alert that it's basically going to be impossible to complete the rest of our assassinations, and the VIPs might flee.
That is a good point.
But I do want to yell at this guy and be like, stop. Do you know first aid? There's a man who might be dying right over here. See if I can distract him enough. I don't know if that, what kind of role that is, though.
Could you, like, stun him or something with your psychic brain?
It all comes down to what you roll. Both of those are valid approaches. This would be a desperate standard.
Yeah, I can't make him feel a psychic thing since I don't have the stress, but I can just yell at him to be like, don't radio stuff in.
Remain calm.
There's a guy dying, and see if that gives maybe Geist enough time to also tackle the security guy. But yeah, I think that might be a sway.
I will also say, Hex and Joseph, you are now near enough that if you wanted to do something, I'd be cool with that too.
Let's see what Hex can declare.
This would be a really great time for a huge prowl to just fucking dummy shit this guy in the back of the head.
Could Assassin Droid do that?
I could spring into action here.
It'd be super fun to just see this guy in the doorway and then see Joseph also just
like
a leopard.
Feet sideways just going into his head.
Mm-hmm. Anytime Joseph does like his like insane like spring jump stab attack, I always think of like you know how in Dark Souls when there's like the skeleton enemies who sometimes will do like the insane jump where they just like like 8 meters and explode into a pile of bones when they hit? That's what I imagine.
God.
It's like without the bone explosion.
That's perfectly
it's just like a pirouette spin jump thing.
It's super cool. So would this be risky standard?
Probably.
Since you technically have the jump on him, I will give it to you risky style.
Okay, so risky standard, ready to go.
You didn't have to say it like that.
I did.
Partial success.
Okay.
Is this just going to be another security guard down the hall? And he's like, oh, what's that? And Hex hits him with a fire extinguisher. And the
domino effect. No security guards left.
This is how we take out the whole building. Nothing bigger.
Yeah, I think you get him down onto the ground pretty quickly. Shit. Okay, I got it. You get him down on the ground. He is not as vulnerable as you had hoped he would be. You kind of miss your first knife strike on him. You kind of like blocks it literally with his arm, and then like knife goes through his arm. And with his other hand, he manages to reach his sidearm and press it into you and then fire it kind of like at your hip. He does not know that you are a robot. So what this munition is, you learn, is that it is some sort of like stun round or whatever, meant to incapacitate humans. So this is just going to basically jack up your leg. You're going to take the level. Let me look at your sheet. Mirage.
Whoa.
It's weird that nobody calls Joseph really by his call sign.
Joseph doesn't prefer it.
I guess that's why.
Yeah.
You have less effect because of your harm.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. Okay, so instead of taking him out, he hits you with his gun. You take level one harm, sparking servos, I guess.
Nice.
Oh, you know what? Better than harm. Ignore that.
Okay.
Your optical camo turns off. Not your optical camo, your hologram turns off. And will need to be dealt with or repaired in some way. You are now exposed, and he is... You managed to disarm him, but he is still struggling and may call for help.
X, it's your turn.
Okay, what's a fun way to do this?
You can't resist consequences. Sorry, I don't want to rewind time, but I don't know how much stress Joseph
has. I have
has.
Stress to spare.
Then maybe you should.
Yeah, I could resist consequences. How? What would that do?
You just resist with prowess, and you take that much stress that the thing tells you to take. You would be resisting your hologram being destroyed. That's what you can actually resist. That's the actual consequence.
Okay. And that's probably a good thing to keep. So shall resist. Death I shall resist.
Prowess. Yay! Zero stress. Look at those dice. 5, 5, 6. Fuck.
Beautiful. Yeah, you take no stress. Instead of, I think you move your leg out of the way and a little, like, taser bolt hits the ceiling. It is silent, luckily for you. I'm a good man. I'm a good man.
I could have been bad.
But he is still struggling. I will give you that. You have subdued him so that he does not have a gun or like a hand free, but it is kind of up in the air how this will turn you.
X, now your turn.
X shows up with a fire extinguisher.
Starts crushing his skull.
let's see. What do I have? Is this struggle? What is struggle versus prowl? Is it just hand to hand?
This is struggle.
Versus...
This is absolutely a struggle.
Then we're gonna struggle. We're on the struggle bus. Hex is gonna try to knock him out with a fire extinguisher.
Does he get increased effect because the guy's kind of being 2v1'd on the ground or something?
I mean, yeah. As long as you get a success, he'll be done.
Is it controlled? Is it risky? Like, what is this?
It is risky. You are in a hallway. You are struggling with a guard.
Okay, come on. Can we get another one?
Yeah!
Partial success.
Has to come up with increasingly convoluted complications that don't just extend the scene.
I know.
I'm so sorry you have to hurt us.
What I'm going to say is that abstractly, I'm moving a time segment ahead. So people are going to start moving around. You have 2 ticks left until the retreat ends. You hit him on the head with a fire extinguisher. You know, I am not a doctor, so I'm not going to comment on whether he's not moving anymore. So,
well, there we go.
You know, do with that as you will.
Mission accomplished.
You may believe, getting knocked unconscious by a sharp blow to the head with a heavy object is not consequence-free, and this guy, if he survives the ordeal, will probably have long-term complications.
Yeah, should have listened to the dolphin.
Yep.
It should have just tased him to death.
That's true. You, taking the smart move, you all take all the evidence and bad shit that you have going on into Bluth's room and close the door behind you.
How's Bluth doing?
Bluth isn't talking.
Let's
open up that door. Let's get in there.
Yeah, you move the door. He's leaning against it, but you kind of managed to move him out of the way. He has sustained 2 gunshot wounds. One to the heart, and one to the neck. He is holding his neck, but he is not moving.
He got shot in the heart?
He did get shot in the heart.
Do you think we could airlift this guy
rolled,
out?
Yeah, this guy rolled bad.
Like, worthy? Like, I rush this guy outside, worthy somewhere, or is that, like, too crazy?
Maybe.
Would
we even have time to bring him to a hospital? There's a hole in his heart.
I think if you've been shot in the heart, you're just instantly killed, unless you have some kind of redundancies in place, which I guess Blue might.
He might. He's.
Let's
he could get a second
check to
heart.
See if he has a pulse. Why don't we?
Okay.
Does he have a pulse?
Give me a roll.
What is the medical role in this game? What is?
Well, you're not treating him, so survey.
But what would you roll to treat him? Like, what does Grace have?
I don't think this game has that.
What are you supposed to roll to heal harm in downtime?
You don't. I don't believe you roll it yourself.
Could we use a flashback here? Maybe? Maybe it's too much, but like...
I feel like we need a contingency.
We had a conversation with Bluth where he's like, if anything happens to me, all right? If anything happens to me, this is what you gotta do.
Do the Dumb and Dumber and just have him be wearing a bulletproof vest.
I was just gonna say that. Flashback, he's got a vest
on. Before he leaves, he's just like, listen, Bluth, if we want to do this, you have to wear this, okay?
You just have to finish on the neck, but not on the heart.
Is that too much?
I looked it up. Engineer is used for it, but you need to have the doctor ability.
Oh, fuck.
I don't have that.
Sorry, could you run that by me again? I was looking at the rules.
A flashback to say that we told Bluth to wear some fucking personal armor under his white Doug Dimmadome suit.
Yeah.
So he's got a bulletproof vest on and was shot in the heart area and is shot in the neck.
A bullet-resistant vest, perhaps.
He's not shot through the heart.
No. That's pretty bad.
He doesn't give love a bad name.
Do you want to roll a survey to determine his injuries first?
Sure. Who can do that?
I think it takes a survey. Let me see.
Yeah, mine's zero.
I have one survey.
What is one of them?
I got one survey.
Dolphin, it's more thematic with you.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to aid?
Just scan him.
Yeah, here's the thing. Survey. It costs me 3 stress to aid Loyal, but it only costs me 1 stress to aid Hex.
Ooh. Okay. Mm. Then how about...
It's also less effective.
Oh, never mind. No, we want effective.
I forget. What are the boosts for being super best friends? I know that you get...
You get a die, position, and effect.
Okay. Well, shit. If I help him out, then... The odds of this going bad are worse. I mean, the odds of it going bad are
less. We're in a better spot.
Yeah, we're in a better spot. Sure, let's do it. Who needs stress?
Who needs
stress?
So
you're aiding Loyal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, high stress job.
That will put you controlled greats. Plus 1d.
One extra dice? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Geist. Glad I took your stress away, so just so you could have it all back again.
Failure!
At least it was controlled.
Withdraw and try a different approach, or you can seize a risky opportunity.
Stick your finger in the wound. Stop the bleeding. It's risky.
You try to scan him, and there is... just no good information you're getting from this. There's like something weird with Bluth's body that's going on.
Let's throw another knife in there. I feel like something's not correct.
Can Hex scan? No, sorry, go ahead. Or like, should we let this scan play out?
I just want to touch him. I want to touch him and see if he's real.
I mean, yeah, he's real. He's real. Like, I'll just tell you that right now. This is really Bluth. You know, you can't... He does not have a pulse.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, what else are we trying to get from the survey now?
I
wonder if maybe we should go for... Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we go to our flashback now. If we want to try that.
It was a fun idea. It was exciting.
Well, I mean, we've already established in the fiction that he doesn't have a pulse. I don't think we can just, like, oopsie that away.
He has a vest on now.
Yeah.
Did we fuck ourselves by doing that survey? Then we're not getting the flashback?
Maybe.
I mean, he was shot and rendered unconscious. Like, that is where we're at.
Those are established, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to call the medical.
Like, if you wanted to have a flashback of having some sort of private medical service on call, maybe?
Hey, I like that.
Somebody else.
Trauma team?
Would have to do that.
Like, yeah, Hex can do that.
The problem is, though, is that if he vanishes and then we do what we're supposed to do, it's going to look real fucking suspicious.
I'm sure he'd prefer that to dying.
He would, but it would be better if we could stabilize him and leave him here, so it seems like he was a casualty of it.
Okay, then what if we organize, I don't know, an on-site doctor in case something bad happened to him?
Or I was going to say, this is the fucking far-flung future. What if somebody, not me, because I already spent all my stress, flashes back to have some, like, fucking, I don't know, like, nanomachine injections or, like, like an emergency stabilization shot that, like, puts you into some kind of suspended stasis animation or something?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you exfil him and then you just change your disguise to be him.
I was going to say that too. That was too much. There's no way we could do that. And it also seems way harder because then someone has to be Bluth like in front of a billion people. That seems hard.
Yeah, I think the only one with enough sway to pull that off is Loyal, and he can't do that for other very important reasons.
I mean, if it's Consort, Hex can do that.
That's true. Bluth time.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I want to hear Hex's Bluth voice.
If you're willing to do it, we can do it.
I'm happy to be Bluth for the rest of the session.
Hell yeah.
Bro. Bluth with a gun. Okay, so let's do the flashback then.
So sure.
The medevac.
So let's flashback. Who are you ranging this with? Let's make up some people.
Hell yeah, more names.
I'm going to pretend. So this wouldn't be in direct contact with Bluth. Because my thinking is Hex has just pulled Bluth to the side, I guess, during their meeting, and says, hey, listen, you know how we operate. There's a shot things will get a little hot.
Okay, yes, and?
We should arrange for someone on site in case anything happens to you or your retinue.
You mean like...
doctor, medical supplies.
Oh, well... it couldn't hurt. I'm not going to make you roll for that. I'll say just spend two stress.
Okay.
Leave it there. So what I'll say is that there is like a medical team on standby for Bluth. How do you want to get them in? Because otherwise they're just going to come in with the stretcher and all that shit. Pretty loud. Would you just be like, you're waiting in a, just wait in the private room? We have an invitation for you?
My initial thought is they would have just booked a room or Bluth would have gotten him some passes. Maybe sure. That's how the leak came out.
Yeah, sure. I like that. Okay. Yeah. Across the hall.
Yeah.
A door opens and like two very inconspicuous doctors rush over.
Is it time?
It's time. Into the bathroom.
I knew it.
And they start working on Bluth, and they say, we got to focus on the neck wound. The chest one is incidental.
What do you mean incidental?
I can't give away patient information.
Motherfucker paid for the two hearts.
You got a robot heart in there.
Mr. Bluth doesn't have a heart.
That's so poignant.
Down there.
We all
this
knew
really
that.
Says something about capitalism.
we set him up with a... kind of full spec arterial pump because he didn't like the single point of failure.
That's fucking smart, actually. This man's a fucking genius.
My respects. All right.
Please give us some space.
I have a quick question.
Let's get out of here.
So for our Bluth plan, this is a question about the hologram. So can a hologram just duplicate someone in front of you, or do we have like a Bluth persona in the hologram?
As part of that flashback, I'll just give it to Tex that he smartly had a Bluth one scanned up.
Okay, so you can't scan someone who's like there. You can't like take someone's identity.
Not with a tier one hologram, I would say.
Okay, because I was going to say we have a dead security guard, and if we pose as that guy, it would get us into a lot of places.
You just dress up as him.
We could put on our clothes, I guess. Yeah, we have like his tag and shit.
I mean, a controversial plan, Joseph, is Hex gives you his hologram and your Bluth, and Hex just dresses up as a guard because he's inconspicuous.
I don't know if I should be anyone.
what are your skills?
No talking. I have like zero talking. I don't think.
Then don't. We're killing people.
Well, I have actually a consort. I have one consort, surprisingly.
But I'm just saying, it's an idea.
I know, but I'm the guy who needs to like jump. And if we're planning to kill Jack in the way that I suspect we are, I think you should be the one to distract him, and then I'm the one who uses my super death ability. Unless Bluth just sudden like somersaults and then puts a leg through his head. I don't know if I can do that.
All right, yeah, we'll need it.
That's my theory, at least.
Hey, that's a good theory.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, if someone wants to pose as a security guard, I don't know. if we should try to. Here's
what I'll say for you, Joseph, as a fan of the players. You do have a fairly high interface skill. And I think that would be appropriate for trying to set up a new hologram disguise on the fly.
You could do that?
Yeah, you could do anything your imagination allows for. We're playing
pretend. You know, why not?
Okay.
There are no rules except those we abide to play by.
I'll interface with the guard or the hologram and see if I can get it to replicate things.
You're interfacing with the guard? Nasty, man.
Nasty. How else am I going to do this, all right? Everyone turn away.
It's giving it to him risky.
Yeah, roll. I'll just call this controlled because you're kind of, the main threats have been dealt with. Controlled? Standard. Let's see how well you can tinker this up.
Controlled, standard.
Oh. Ooh, failure. Fuck. Yeah. It is very hard to do this on site. Without like some sort of device. So you can give up or you can try again at a risky position.
You said we could also just wear his clothes, right?
You could wear his clothes. It would be less bulletproof than having his face, obviously.
True.
Just fucking Joseph wearing the guard uniform, but he's very obviously an emergent personality robot, and the clothes really don't fit at all.
Got a fat suit on under there.
Is my thing over destroyed? Is my hologram destroyed? Didn't I resist that?
No.
Oh yeah, you can be generic.
So that's what I'm saying.
Guy.
I could be a person. Yeah. I'm still a human. I'm just wearing his clothes. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. That work?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get us in any more trouble. That's why I'm thinking maybe that will just still be enough. Is my theory. So I'm not going to go again.
Okay. You failed to make a hologram, but you put on his clothes. They don't fit perfectly. But, you know, at a glance, people will think you're security.
Mm-hmm. I think this will help us take out the other guys. So,
Is the assassin still alive, right?
Yeah, I guess so. He's like, incapacitated on the ground. He's awake. Yeah, he's awake. Loyal did not knock him out.
Okay, cool.
Let's ask him where Georgie boy is.
That's what I was just thinking myself, actually. Geist pulls out one of his knives and he leans down real close and he's like, I give you one chance. I have one question for you. I don't give a shit why you tried to kill September Bluth. I need to know what happened to the real George Define. Is he still alive?
George is fine. He sent me here to do all this. He's totally alive. Don't worry. It's you seem like a reasonable guy. Okay. I'd have no problem with you. And Loyal, that's a lie. George Define is not alive.
Oh my God.
Geist doesn't even think to look at Loyal. He asks,
where is he?
A state, offsite waiting to hear back.
Okay, I think Geist is going to stab him in the jugular with one of his throwing knives. I hope I don't have to roll for that. He's just going to fucking like, make it quick.
Your finger slips.
You accidentally cut your hand entirely off.
You have tetanus now. Congratulations. Yes, you kill him. He's already neutralized.
You can't have lockjaw if you don't have jawbone. That's a little tip from Geist to the viewers. Yeah, Geist looks back to the rest of the team, and he probably has, like, a little bit of blood running down his hand, but he, like, tries to shake off, and he's like, yeah, we're gonna have to deal with Define another time.
Let's look at him and be like, nah, he's dead. He was lying.
Oh.
But we have an extra kill that'll throw people off the trail, so let's keep going.
That's excellent news, yeah. Okay, two down. Two to go.
Should we take any opportunities here to try to create some clusterous evidence and put it on these bodies?
That's a great idea. You're playing for the objective.
Thank you.
Okay, this isn't really a flashback because it's fairly inconsequential and something that I immediately thought of. Can I just, like, have, like, not like a manifesto, but like a this is for Clearwater Crater style note, like, just prepared on me? Are you gonna make me pay stress for that?
No, that's pretty easy.
Cool. In that case, I think I'm going to slump this guy against the wall, and I'm going to take one of my throwing knives, and I'm going to pin it, like, through his chest. Pin the note, like, the knife through the note into his torso.
Awesome.
There's a little evidence. I'm gonna take a silenced pistol too and like stuff it in the waistband of my pants.
This might be a little nitpicky, but this is all in Bluth's room. Do we want the poster in his room?
Yeah, we'd have to move it to a different place. Yeah.
Bluth's blood is also all over that wall.
Yeah,
and yeah.
This guy's
like,
blood is. It's.
I don't know
I
if
mean,
we should
I
put
don't...
the evidence here. We can move the body to the like his original room where he was supposed to be.
That's true.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I'm paranoid. I'm paranoid. There.
No, no, you're thinking smart. You're thinking smart.
That's good. We'll have Loyal peek the hallway before we move him to make sure that nobody's there.
Yeah, how are those halls looking?
Good. Clear.
Well, just really quickly, zoop him over. I don't think it really... I don't know... I mean, I guess we'll see. These are pretty powerful people, but I don't know how in-depth the investigation is going to be in terms of that stuff. But it's a good thing to take care of. So we've tied up another loose end.
So you're moving the body and the guard to a different room?
Yeah, yes. Just to Define's room.
Okay. I think that will need to be a roll from someone because going through a public hall with bodies is very risky.
Joseph.
You know what? Yeah. Let's just leave them here and I'll kill the guard too. Is the guard alive? Did we already kill him?
Well, he's up in the air.
Incapacitated.
Okay. Well, Joseph incapacitated him, so I assume he's dead because Joseph is
a professional. No. We're talking about the guy who got a fire extinguisher on him, right?
Yeah.
That was
him. Oh, yeah. Okay, he got his skull crushed. I'm sure he's fine. Let's pin the note to him instead, because, like, regardless of what Define is, it looks like him and the security guard got in a struggle.
Okay.
Are the doctors still there in the bathroom?
Okay, this is just a funny bit that I feel compelled to put in. They have brought in, like, a room service cart that doubles as a stretcher.
Fucking new. Very
subtle.
I'm gonna look at them and I'm gonna be like, look, I'm gonna plant a dead body in here. You guys
Sir, I'm gonna stop you right there. We don't see anything that goes on in this room. Okay.
Yep, no, you're just doing your job. What I'm saying is you gotta be out of here like within 10. Alright.
That's easy. And then they start stuffing Bluth in the bottom of the cart.
Good shit. And I guess Geist like gives him a little salute and waits for them to wheel the cart out. And
yeah,
then I'm
sure.
Gonna
they before they leave, they like kind of look back like they're expecting something.
$5.
I give them a throwing knife.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've got 4 left. Cause the other one, I mean, yeah, I stabbed the guard in the chest with the to put the note through.
Okay, now he's dead.
Yeah, that's fine. Geist feels nothing.
Wow. Is Geist a bad guy?
No. I wouldn't go that far. Okay, no, that's good. That's 2 right. down. I washed my hands.
Down. So people have been moved now, right?
Yes, they have. Let me read it out to the listeners at home. We have Jack Johnson in the conference room with Task Newton, the head of security, and Loyal's dad, Elijah Grisius. He is in the wellness center.
So,
wait, are you telling me that 2 of our targets are in the same room?
And you have a robot that can fire from off fucking place, and we know that Loyal's dad is fine. So, maybe this is it? Why, Zach? Is this
it? No. I have to ask Colin because I don't think it's going to necessarily be this easy. My idea for this wasn't my really fun idea, which I might just keep in my back pocket for another day. But my idea for this specific scenario, especially with people in the conference room, is just to fucking shoot it. Have the changeling do like a beyond visual identification range railgun flyby, like far enough away that nobody can see. Obviously, a bombard. And just blow some fucking shit up. What is, like, is that in the realm of possibility, I guess, is my question.
Shooting from a long distance with your railgun or whatever to just kill everyone there? Yeah, absolutely. That's a bombard, obviously, but, you know.
You're professional.
Before this, we should send that email. Loyal should send that email and get all the VIPs, just in case someone's in the conference room.
Oh, yes. Good call.
I mean, you know where everyone is.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
No one of consequence is in there.
We are Gucci, okay, as they say.
You don't even need to send the email. It's great.
Mm-mm. And you want to know what's cool? I don't even need to push myself to use... Well, I guess I could. There's not really any reason to. Does no anybody want to help me? Well, no, because I can just check off... I have 2 pilot load left. I can just check off my find vehicle remote control, which does the same thing. The main benefit of my new move is that I can do a pilot action at the same time as the mech action and get the push benefit for both, which is really cool. But right here, I only really need to do the mech thing. I can just do it on my Game Boy.
I would like to assist you, if possible, with an interface, possibly.
You don't have to roll anything, but you do need to justify it. And I think that that kind of...
I feel like an interface, I could like help you with your transmitter to like, just now that we know that this option is available, Joseph would be like, okay, we cannot mess this up. We have to do this now. Give me your thing and I'll help you like make this precise.
Cool. I'll hand over my Game Boy.
Yeah. I'm going to play some games on this.
Are you using the Game Boy?
I was going to use the Game Boy because that's the only way that Joseph can really help me.
All right.
I was going to assist him on this.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good to me. I'm cool with that.
I use my loyalty points and take that much stress? Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean that I get increased effect and...
It depends how many...
die? We have 2 more. We have 2 ticks together because we had that scene.
Yeah, you can choose any of them. Increased effect, extra die, ignore harm, you know, anything.
I'll take both because the changeling actually still has 2 level 1 damages, so this will bring our effect from limited to standard.
Great. Well, this would... just to be... You would be at great by default because you were taking a mech action against human beings.
Okay. So I'm going to
Too stress for you, Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to push myself as well. So that'll be a total of 4 dice. What I will say is that before this happens, Geist looks at the rest of the team and he's like, all right, this is how this is going to be. All right, we've got a singular opportunity here. I'm going to take out the conference room. And then we need to shoot our way out of here. You understand? We need to be loud.
Do we need to reveal ourselves in this moment? I am wearing a guard uniform. Maybe I could shepherd us out.
I guess we've already planted the evidence. I think that'll suffice. We just gotta get the hell out. It's gonna be pandemonium. Security's going to be trying to deal with something that they can't understand. Hopefully we'll have cut the head off of the proverbial snake. Yeah. Let's try. I feel like we've already... It's kind of a meta question. Do we feel like we have committed enough collateral? Do we need more? I guess there'll be innocent people in the conference room as well.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think that'll be more
we
than
check
enough.
The cameras? Like, don't you have access?
Yeah, but what would we be checking for?
Just who's in there.
Ooh! Somebody could... Oh, no, that would destroy our evidence. I was thinking somebody could just plant a bomb here and... but no, that would destroy our manifesto note.
Okay, yeah, if I check the camera, does it look like there's enough people in the conference room for collateral?
I mean, I guess I, as a GM, I have a responsibility to tell you things. I don't know if, like, just 2 things, right? You have 1 note, right? 1 clusterous note, but the note isn't attached to any of the VIPs, technically. It's attached to just a guard. And I guess that kind of would imply...
Did it need to be pinned on a VIP?
No, it doesn't need to, but like I feel like there needs to be a little more clusterous evidence. Like, at least like one other instance.
That's why I'm thinking we shoot our way out, you know? I can tech off... If anybody has 2 pilot load left and they can just like check off a rifle, we can just be like, this is for the crater, you fucking fascist capitalist pigs! And just, you know, blast our way out.
X could declare, like, demo tools and just blow up something that seems symbolic at the resort or retreat.
We don't have time to fuck around. We are about to go live. I'm 1 mouse click away from dropping 4 dice on firing a railgun shell.
Can we flashback and paint the rocket that you're firing in as, like, clusters colors?
It's a railgun shell. So it's not...
Like, what if we planted demolition charges on the helipad as, like, a symbolic thing?
You know what?
You can flashback for that.
What if we flashback? No. We can. What if somebody flashbacks to just like right before the railgun shells go off, we activate like an autonomous drone or something that's just like, you failed to prevent the devastation of our lands by the Soul Union. You are all culpable. You know,
I love this.
Clusterism forever or whatever, and then like that's when the fucking railgun shell drops.
That's actually great. Like over the PA, I mean, you got access to the cameras.
Could we do two flashbacks at the same time? Because I also was wondering, should we take out the frames that are in utility that are probably going to like start stomping and try to attack us as we're leaving?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, what if I flashback for that and then Brian flashback for your other plan? Would that work?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, what do you want to do first?
I'll hold off on my flashback because I'll only detonate once the bombs attack.
Yeah, I mean...
or Rogan goes in.
Once we, so basically it's, what do you want to know the result of first? Because if you fail your flashback, for instance, Joseph, you won't have bombs to detonate. And if you do succeed, it's, you detonate them whenever you want to, right?
Okay.
So it's like, who do you want to know succeeds first? Mm-hmm. I guess.
What does the flashback require? Is it a roll?
Planting bombs will definitely require a roll. Yeah. I think setting up like a loudspeaker thing, since Loyal has like access already, I think the PA is public access, so I think that I'll just give that to you for like honestly one stress, really.
Generous.
So whoever wants to spend that stress, you can just do that, but it shouldn't be Loyal because he'll die.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh wait, am I about to die too? Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey Joseph, you got stress?
I have 4 stress to spare.
Hey, take one for the team, why don't you?
Well, am I doing 2 things then? Am I having...
You could technically do 2 things. The PA system will be 1 stress, straight up. The other flashback will be 2 stress, and you're going to have to make a roll.
So, Joseph's going to be doing these 2 things, which should bring him up 3 stress, but I'm not going to try them out, since I have 1 extra.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm taking 2 stress...
So we are flashing back. You've just placed your camera, which you've been using so nicely in the future. And now you have emerged from a vent in the hangar. The frames are right in front of you, and kind of in front of the frames are some guards who are playing cards. These are like the standby pilots.
And this would be a prowl?
This would be a prowl. Risky. Standard.
Is there any way I could assist myself here? Besides the shadow, which would help me if things go wrong. But I'm trying to think if there's anything that increases my odds. And I don't know.
You could push yourself, but that would run out the... That would be two more stress. Yeah.
So here's what I'll say. You should have limited effect, but because you have the optical camo and because you already established you have a way in, I'm going to give you regular effect. But yeah, you're basically... Your only option for an extra die is a devil's bargain or shadow.
Let's see what Satan has on the table. I love to visit.
Sure. Here's what I will say is that you will leave enough stink.
Robot stink.
I don't know why I used that verbiage, but basically, I will tick the military police confrontation clock by 1. That is a 4-step clock. When it goes to 4, there will be a confrontation with the people sent to arrest you guys. So I will tick that by 1, just because. You know, something about this operation kind of makes the military police think maybe you were involved. Just maybe.
That makes sense.
It has our stink all over it.
It has your stink all over it.
I need to get a life.
That's kind of a team question, though, too. I'd be putting us in danger with military police. But I feel like we could handle it just 1 tick.
Wait, how many ticks do we have?
We have 4. You have 0. We have 0 right now, but there's 4 in total. And it would just be 1 so far.
Sure. Let's take a tick.
We're already in danger. What's another? Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Excellent. All right. Take it around. So you're going to get +1 die to this risky standard prowl roll.
Oh, thank God. Success.
What do we got there? Ooh, a full success. Yeah, you
quite ambiguous. Place,
you're going to need to check off placed explosives on your gear. You have placed explosives in such a way that these frames, I don't think you have enough to blow them all to hell, but it is enough to cripple them such that they would not be able to get up and go very quickly at all.
Gotcha.
Good shit. That's why we keep this assassin motherfucker around.
I was gonna say, could we combine if, let's say, like the frames aren't even deployed, or maybe they like, is there a way we can use that with our cluster's evidence? I don't know how we would do that, but like, is there an opportunity there for us?
I think,
like, if we blow that up,
I think the PA thing is like so unambiguous that it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think we need to go harder than saying we are clusterists, we are killing you, and then like most like rich man on the whole world gets exploded with a railgun.
All right, that's fair.
Hopefully, that's good enough. I don't have any stress left after this to do my fun little surprise. So if what's her fucking tits somehow manages to survive this, we're going to be in a spot. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, you place those. They will go off whenever you want. The PA is rigged to play your funny message. What is the general vibe of that message? Like, you're all capitalist scum who are funding genocide on our planet.
You are all complicit. I think the important thing is you are all complicit in the tragedy of Clearwater Crater, because I think it's really important for us to be as hypocritical as possible by using the atrocity we caused as part.
That's good.
I think it's vital. but basically just like, you know, you've all been complicit with the peacekeepers. You've all, like, Clearwater Crater, the blood of all those, like, hundreds of thousands of dead people is on your hands. You could have stopped it. You could have stopped them. You didn't. And then the conference room blows up, which I am just itching to roll because I want to see if I can fail a four dice. I think I maybe have
been edging
before.
Long enough, Wyzak. It's time. I'm ready.
Okay. Are we
Wyzak's
ready?
Wyzak's on a typewriter.
Let's see it. Here it goes. I'm so fucking nervous, you guys.
It's going to be green. It has to be.
Die.
I'm so fucking jazzed. That's 2 fives and 2 sixes. Oh my god, I need to settle down.
Your Game Boy's gonna run so well, man.
Never
Zing's
rolled
turbo
that
block.
High in your life.
Never, ever. Oh my. Oh god, that's such good news. Holy shit.
The and win's a win.
I have a very good thing to give you for that.
Oh, please, lay it on me. Oh
so
my god.
So first of all, it is a flawless strike. I don't know if you are... Maybe you have, like, the camera view.
Hey, guys, come on, watch this, check this one out.
It is just, like, they're all in the room, they're talking about business, they're pointing at some papers. The head of security is, like, shaking her head and points, like, back towards the landing pad and all that stuff. And then just, like, 1 second they're there, and then it's just, like, there's, like, a big blur on screen, and then there's just, like, a big rivet running through the center of the room. There's just, like, no one in there. There's no blood. It's just, like, the fucking spirit of God came through and just removed everyone from there. There's a very loud noise. The whole building shakes. And, yeah, I'm just going to draw on this map and just put a big fucking...
Oh, my fucking God. I love that. Holy shit, I love that so much.
And here's what I'll give you is, where are you guys standing when this happens?
I think we're still in the room. Like, I think we're doing all this in Glute's room. But we're getting ready to leave, so maybe we're actually, like, as soon as the shot fires, we're out the door, yeah.
I actually want to have Loyal near-ish the wellness center, so that if his dad, like, starts to walk towards the float, towards the conference room, he's, like, walking X-Pod, that he redirects him, because he doesn't want him to die despite not wanting to speak to him at all, so I'm over there a little bit.
Okay, that's gonna be a thing. But we'll get to that in a sec. Here's what I'm going to give you, Wyzak, as your gift for that critical success. Joseph, through your little smartphone setup, which is audio, because it's an iPhone and iPhones have audio. not like Androids, which have no sound. Fucking broke ass bitches. You hear someone say, like, right after this happens, "Holy fuck, someone just iced the body double."
No.
And then he says, "We have to get Jack off that landing pad and out of here ASAP."
Oh shit. He's on the landing pad.
He's in his ship. The Super Fortress.
That tricky motherfucker. I don't think we have any stress left to flash back with. I don't. I certainly don't. I'm all out. But the good thing is, I can just fucking...
You have your frame?
Can you do it live?
I can do it live. I have my fine vehicle remote control. Does anybody have any stress left at all? Are we all out?
If you carry Hex out, maybe he could trauma out.
Would we want to do that? Is that wise?
I have to make sure. Am I being stupid?
Scar's always fun.
Because, like, I have the grade slots from scarring, so that means I can't fill those with stress, right?
The grade slots are not from scarring.
No, no. Those are just always there. Your stress bar does not decrease in size.
Oh,
like the gray ones, you just don't fill in.
Okay. So I only have one stress.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, you only have one stress.
Okay, okay.
So you could help me in trauma out. That, the
wait,
thing
no,
about...
no, Hex, you... Sorry, I think I meant the dark gray slots. You have no, four stress.
But there's another gray. Why are they that gray, too?
I don't know.
All right, I'll fix that. Shit.
So you do have stress to help.
Yes, so let's help each other.
So, I don't know. I guess, Colin, can I just do another bombard? I know that it's not exactly good form to
yeah.
just roll the same thing again, but I am trying to do the same
but
thing.
But you will
good
have...
form? This is war.
Yeah. That less effect. Since this is against a vehicle now.
Oh, you're
so you
right. I don't...
Add, risky standard.
Can I... Because this is a vehicle effect, can I push myself using quirks because it's my frame that's being pushed?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bitchin'! Is that just how many? Is that just one to push yourself? I can't remember. Is it two?
One quirk always for quirk for vehicles.
Bitchin'.
It's always better to push yourself than to resist with a vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I'll use that to bump my effect up. So that puts me at three dice standard effect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's toss some bone. Success! You do it! Oh my god, what have I done to deserve
so glad you're
such
finally
good fortune?
Getting your luck.
That one's tighter. That's a 2, a 6, and a 2. So it was almost a failure.
Wyzax having a good day.
Wow.
The 3 dice failure is a Geist classic. You have to admit. That's like his signature move is rolling 3 dice
is.
And they're all less than 4.
So. We're in the end game now. That's how you know.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson's big ass fancy fucking craft begins to take off. Like off the landing pad, and you line up another excellent shot, fire the railgun, it goes sailing through the air, and right before it seems to hit it, the railgun seems to deflect off something in the air. Just bounces off, and this fucking doesn't hit anyone important, but like carves another groove in the lawn. And there's something around Jack's fucking ship, which has absorbed most of the effect of the shot.
This guy.
Fucking shield.
He has a fucking shield. First shield mention of the game.
Wow.
Shield.
I'm ticking 2 checks on the Jack Johnson clock, which is a 6-step clock.
How are we going to do
this?
Is
like him leaving?
Well,
I think this is him. Is that his? Yeah, that's actually a good question. Is this him being killed or him getting away?
That is him being killed. It is leaving now. It is now in the air.
Okay.
We need another one.
We gotta get in there. We gotta get in there. Right
we gotta
now.
Throw Joseph into it.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking like, this is an opportunity I could use my shadow to like perform a feat of athletics and just like somersault in through the windshield.
If here's the thing, if Joseph started sprinting when we started, like when we like the existence of the ship was made known before the railgun shot was fired, which I mean, with his assassin instincts, I don't think is unreasonable. I feel like there is a possibility that he could be getting close to it.
Yeah, you could absolutely make a move. You could also, you can make a prowl to see if you can get on this fucking ship while it's taking off.
Okie dokie.
No pressure,
okay.
Joseph.
So let me look at your sheet. So you have harm, so you have less effect.
Yeah.
You're going to push yourself for another die?
Well, I can't, because then I trauma out.
Well, like, with shadow, right?
Yeah, yeah. Spending a spark to resist or push myself for a feat.
Yeah, it's up to you which one of those you want to do. So your position is... I'm not going to put you in a desperate position because you've been rolling so good. I'll say we'll call it risky, and then it's going to go down to limited by default.
So I'll use my shadow to make that to standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I could take a devil's bargain.
The devil's bargain that I will give you is that you are going to be on... You're going to be the only one capable of pulling this off. That is my devil's bargain, is that it will be moving so fast that even Geist's awesome changeling will not be able to reliably catch up with it.
Oh, so like not even my ship?
No.
Ooh, I don't know if I should take that.
That's a bad one.
I might need you in case anything happens here.
You need insurance.
I will not take that devil's bargain.
All right, three dice. Let's see it.
All right.
Come on, Growl. Motherfucker. Lost. Come on.
Partial. Okay.
Yeah, look at that. That's a triple. 3 4s. That's got to be worth something at
That's
least.
That's a bad omen in some cultures.
It's a critical partial success. A better result and a worse complication. Wouldn't that be fun?
Hell yeah.
Okay. You use your extreme athletics. Yes. Some fucking guy on the tarmac. He's like just a normal human businessman. Somehow jump.
No, he's in a security outfit.
Oh, sorry. This is fucking Jason Bourne.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's Jason Bourne.
Leap up onto like a landing gear and it's like crawl spider like with his bare fingers up the side of it. I'm going to. Your consequence is that you're going to have less effect, which means that I will tick. I'm going to tick the Jack Johnson clock once. You have found a door, like one of those things that swings down to be stairs. You are trying to work on it from outside, but it is a tough door to get in. So you can continue your work on that, and you may get inside if you roll well on whatever happens next. Okay.
Yeah.
It is in the air. If anyone else has any ideas. Oh, we should do Loyal.
Yeah, do I finally meet my dad?
Yes. Do you want to talk first or should he?
Yeah, I'm specifically still trying to avoid him and will only interact with him if I see him going towards danger, so...
Well, what is danger to you?
Well, going to be go near the conference room, so if he's like, here's the explosions and is going towards them, I'm going to stop him.
I mean, yeah, he's going to investigate it.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I still have my disguise on. Hoping like maybe he'll be too distracted to
sure
scare me and
sure
understand
he bumps
my skeleton.
Into you. He bumps into you and says, "What the hell? I see you in there, boy. What are you doing?"
What the fuck? Bluth too?
He's gone Bluth.
Yeah. He's gone completely Bluth.
That's what he sounds
love
like.
That look. Southern accent here.
It's actually
but he's like an angrier Bluth.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What the hell? Work.
The southern accents.
I think I expected to be able to just like talk to him immediately, but it's like a scared kid with your dad yelling at you. So I take him in and I'm like, you need to get off this planet right now. Do not come back here. Do not come near here.
Are you presuming to tell me what to do?
Aze him. Tase his fucking ass.
You're not here right now. All right, guys.
Fuck you, dad.
Is he still trying to like get past me?
No, he's fucking dressing you down. He says, do you know how much you have humiliated me?
Yeah, there's like not really time for this right now. If you're wanting to die, you can stay here. If not, I don't want you to die, despite everything.
Death would be a mercy after what you put me and probably your mother through, though I have not spoken to her.
God, I wish I could tase him, but these exoplanets are too heavy. Can't move him if I do that.
Can you, like, traumatize
him? Just leave him on the ground. He'll be fine. We're not going to be firing any more railgun shells.
You can try to sway him if you want to get him out of here, but he has read you. He knows what his son looks like, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What was the giveaway?
Sonar. I mean, that's how dolphins see anything. He knows that shit. You can't hologram
that. Yeah, if you spent
that.
Your whole life other people's skeletons, you'd be able to recognize the skeleton of your child.
I'd recognize those bones anywhere.
That's cute, I think.
I think I fire up my taser. I'm like, I will remove you from these premises if you not remove yourself. And that's my sway.
Future is now, old man.
Fuck yeah, roll that sway.
Holy fuck.
I love it.
Overcome daddy issues with the power of violence.
And guns.
Yes, he can, and I'm taking full credit for that because guys,
that audience. Been...
My God, that's a 6, a 5, and a 5.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
He is a little taken aback, and he says, "Perhaps I have misjudged you."
I knew he would respect the sign of power.
Yeah, I mean, where do you want to lead him?
How did he get here? Just where route everyone else is taking to leave this place now that everything has fucking blown up.
I would say the alert clock, just by the nature of the railgun going off, is full now.
Yeah.
And I'll say the frames have also been blown up as well. So they're scuttled. Some people are going to the docks and they're leaving on their boats, but most people are going to the landing area. And I guess he says, like, I have a vessel.
Yeah. I will just tell him to go on it and just still just get off this planet and just maybe don't even be in this star system anymore for a bit.
Very well. I suppose the investments will still be here. Have you seen Bluth? Hex, where are you?
Hex is still in the private room with everyone. I guess.
What are you doing in there?
I don't know.
Waiting on my Game Boy, motherfucker. Changing the world.
I mean, like, a railgun just went off. Joseph is going killbot. Loyal's having father.
Did
son.
I know that my dad was friends with Bluth?
No, you did not.
Oh, no.
No, maybe Hex knows that your dad, like, professionally, though.
Yeah, he's a name. It's definitely it's a name. He's big in resource extraction.
Rich dolphins.
I guess what
we might have
doing...
helped him by blowing up those oil platforms or whatever they were.
We probably did. I mean, how can Hex help out with the Jack Johnson thing? I guess, can he start? Is there a way I could prepare to line up another shot on the ship if things go wrong? Or
with what? With your frame?
Actually, no. Wait, no. I can't remote control. That's not Hex's thing.
You can, but it's just the non-ace remote control, I think, automatically limits your effect.
You could have Gopher do it.
Let me see what I can declare.
Oh, God. Gopher. Don't make Gopher do it, please.
Gopher, come on.
This isn't
Gopher's fight.
This isn't Gopher's fight.
You are stopped by... Okay, whose lanyard are you wearing?
Hex's disguise, of course.
So not Bluth's.
No, he's... Oh, wait.
Where did you leave Bluth's lanyard, then? Or what
are
you doing
with
it? You
should take Bluth's lanyard if you're disguising as him.
Oh, right. That was the whole thing. He's Bluth, so he's pretending to be Bluth.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfectly logical.
Yes, and he's leaving.
Great. You are stopped by Jenny.
Oh, no.
Who says, Mr. Bluth, we got to get out of here. There's been, like, a terrorist attack. You mean, did you hear the announcement? It was really intense.
Well, heavens. Of course I did. You think I don't have my own exit planned?
Do you need another lozenge?
Another what?
A lozenge?
Because your voice sounds wrong.
Half the building just blew up. Get out of here.
Well, sir, to be fair, you said, I don't care if there's a gun to your head. If I don't get a lozenge and a coffee on time, you're never going to work here again.
You're never going to work here again if you can't tell what a joke is. Get out of here.
You're so right, sir. Let me. Do you want me to escort you to the car?
No. I'd like you to make yourself scarce.
Okay. Well, how am I going to leave, sir?
Take the car. The Hex starts walking away. Just...
Okay, Jenny seems very confused and kind of heads towards the evacuation zones. But yeah, there are alarms going off. I think your announcement is still playing over the loudspeakers. Yeah. Whose voice is the announcement?
Microsoft Sam.
Could be.
No, the Clusterist would never allow an automated voice.
We can make
voice.
This something fun.
That's
can
true.
It be Gopher's voice? Could Gopher have recorded it? So that it's not tied back to any of us.
Sure, why not?
And I thought you liked him.
I do like him. That's why he's perfect for this task. Nobody knows what the fucking intern at the Soul Union Peacekeeper base who fills the vending machine sounds like.
It's just very convenient is all. We could easily pin it on him, it seems now.
Geist would never.
That is good. You don't have to roll anything, Hex. You are loaded into Bluth's car. I think I said he arrived in a car. Right?
I think so.
Yes.
If you're listening chronologically and you actually remember, then you are better than me. No,
yes,
it says...
You have outwitted all of us.
Although my notes say private... He's in a vessel that is leaving. It will not be mentioned again because I don't want to get down a rabbit hole. Okay. Joseph, you're in the air, but I think... Geist, if you want to take another shot, the complication is that Joseph is now on board the aircraft.
I don't think I do want to take another shot. I think I'm waiting for Joseph to tell me to take another shot, I know it's kind of outside the spirit of the game to just do nothing, but like...
Sure. I will also say that a haze field has gone up.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So I can't hear it.
Which might complicate things.
That's scary.
Can I even control my mech from here with my fucking thing if there's a haste?
Not with your remote control. No.
I don't have any stress left, man. It's not happening the other way either.
Just real quickly.
Sorry?
Put on the crown, just real quickly.
Oh, put on the crown. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, your new move is not that you can only do that when you push yourself. You can just do that in general.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's only when you push yourself, you can do both at once. But okay. You have an infinite use remote control that doesn't get affected by haze fields now.
Okay. I feel like I'm still not going to do that yet because Geist has... No, he has loyalty to his squad, motherfucker, and he's not going to blow up Joseph even though he suspects he might be the mole. He doesn't have proof.
Sounds like a hang up to me.
So he's going to be watching the trajectory of the ship through the changeling sensors, and he's going to be like, oh wait, no, everybody's gone. He's by himself.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's shit, I know we forgot somebody.
Well, we assumed you were, you know, being a little RC pilot.
I think Geist is going to just, like, leave. He's going to basically, like, he's just going to start, like, walking out and look. If there's, like, a crowd of screaming people running away.
I think we just need to push forward. There's no perfect solution here. We just need to act.
All right. Okay. So I think we can do these things in tandem. Geist can, through the changeling's radio, just mutter under his breath.
Just get the fuck off the ship now. You gotta get off. I'm gonna take it out. Get off.
Joseph cocks his head. He's like, what the fuck was that? He feels like a chill run up his robotic spine. And then he kind of like looks down at the ground. He's like flying through and he's just like, that felt pretty powerful. I guess it's got my back. And he lets go.
How high up are you?
I'm probably pretty high. I'm probably gonna die.
Probably like a few hundred feet.
Would this mean death for Joseph, the robot?
Can I declare Joseph a parachute?
If you hit the ground with nothing else, yeah, probably.
Maybe you can put me back together like Lego.
What do you have for pilot load? Let's take a look. Oh, much load do you have left?
I think I'm all fucking fucked up. Full. Unless we want to take away the long-range transmitter phone idea.
But can I declare equipment for other people?
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Well, can you not catch me?
You would have to... Okay, two things. Frame could catch you. Also, Hex, you could flashback, give him a parachute, I think.
So how much will this flashback to place explosives cost in stress?
We could try to roll them into one. You tape a parachute to the side of it, as well as some explosives.
The parachute's right there next to the bombs.
Yeah.
If you want to do both...
What the fuck is this doing here?
So if you want to do both, it's going to be too stressed to even attempt it, and then it's going to be a roll.
I don't like those odds.
This is scary.
I can see it being a consort.
Is there a devil's bargain in the works here? Maybe.
So I would like to. Let me give you a couple things. One is that you have beneath notice, which you could use to your benefit if you're using your disguise somehow get close enough to plant these explosives. In your flashback, the devil's bargain, I think, would be that. Fuck, I mean, that if.
Prevent a consequence. Wait.
The parachute's just a rubber tire that says Acme on the side when Joseph goes to deploy it. That's the consequence.
Better than nothing. Here
I
go.
I guess my devil's bargain would be that the parachute that you're able to actually hide. Is like it's not a great parachute, I guess. It's not like it's not rated for combat zones.
It's not rated for a big metal boy.
So like it might slow down his descent, but it will not perfectly help him.
Ow.
But it wouldn't save his life.
I should not have jumped on this fucking thing.
Hey,
what was I doing?
It's too late for that now. I mean, do you want your parachute and stuff? I could give it to you.
I think it's more.
I would like something. I would like something so I don't
all
die
right
now.
So I'd be giving you a parachute and one. What's the cheapest bomb? Placed explosive.
Oh, okay. So you're not planting the placed explosive. You are going to make it available to Joseph. I think I would give you an extra die because you're being set up by Hex on this. Okay. I'd be happy with that.
So two on a finesse, that's not bad.
Okay. What do you think, Adam? What do you think?
Seems risky, but I don't know what else we can do.
That's your only exit strategy that involves doing some damage to the ship, and I think that that is useful to Vital because I'm not going to be able to do it on my own.
My instinct, yeah.
So you're going to do those. You're going to do a flashback. Yes.
Yes.
I'll make this one stress with a roll because you're not technically planting anything. You're just kind of, I don't know, taping it there for some reason.
I mean, thinking that Joseph might have to board this is actually not that unreasonable.
Hex is paranoid. This is like an actual character trait. This okay. makes sense.
Take one stress.
All right. Hex stayed up late ordering this parachute off a wish.
Yeah. You do not need to take a devil's bargain because you're not. Unless you are. Are you taking it?
No.
So you're not taking the he will hit the ground fast one?
No.
Okay. So this is not,
so I have a normal parachute.
This is a peer imports, peer one imports. Shout out.
Yeah, thank God.
Friend of the show.
You don't skimp on safety.
No. Hex, you are strolling up to this guarded aircraft with a bag. There are some guards out front who aren't like bristling when they see you approach because you just look like, wait, are you Bluth at this point or are you a normal businessman? That's my main curiosity.
He's very unmemorable.
Okay. So you're just using your own face though.
Yeah. Well, okay. he's just a boring guy. He looks like he's stressed. He doesn't want to be there.
They say, hey, whoa, what's going on?
Listen, I don't have time for this. I'm here to drop off a package, all right?
With who?
Don't tell me these things. Can I just leave it?
Leave it with us?
Sure. You work here, right? He, like, gestures to their, like, badges, assuming they have one.
Okay, here's my question for you, Brian.
Yeah.
How, if you leave this package with these guards, how is Joseph getting it? Did he, like, grab it on the way up, maybe? Question mark? I can see that. Like, they just, like, leave it by their fucking feet. and he just grabs it when he jumped up, you know?
I'm thinking if there's a funnier way, but so far, that's the number Colin's one.
Like, we gotta move this along,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, he's just leaving it there, and... Yeah, he's just leaving it there. It looks like a normal briefcase with the files.
But actually, it's a mini
briefcase anywhere
that flings parachutes and bombs into the air. Yeah, sure. I'm more than happy to say that Joseph scooped up a duffel bag on the way up. I think that's good enough for me. But okay. I think you have to roll.
Okay.
I have to roll. Or who has to roll?
No, Hex.
Hex has to roll. Consort.
Okay.
To see if they let him leave a bag here. And do not look
and
inside.
And I get an extra dice because
you do,
I'm disguised.
You're beneath notice.
And is this risky?
Yes, risky is standard, sir.
Okay.
Partial success. Your partial success is that they, in all the chaos and confusion, the parachute got stepped on. It's an imperfect parachute. We're back to the imperfect parachute.
We're here. That's fine. That's fine. As long as he survives,
it will save your life.
No, Colin, I'm going to try it.
You want to resist?
I'm going to.
You want to fucking resist me right now, bro?
No, I'm going to invoke some red tape here.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
The parachute that Hex acquired is battlefield rated, so it can take a footstep.
Okay. So that means you get to roll. Well, that actually doesn't really do anything for you, because you can rolling resolve to resist
it's
instead of any...
prevent a consequence. You may roll resolve to resist instead of any other attribute or spending
okay.
word. Okay.
Roll resolve.
That's not good.
No,
goodbye, Hex.
You tried.
You have died, motherfucker. I hope you're happy.
Wait, who? Both of us?
I don't know.
No,
I hope
just
not.
Hex.
I land on Hex.
Okay,
just
so Hex... You take three stress because it's six minus the highest roll. Just so you know, how rolling resolve works is that it is the sum of this left column right here. So if you had one in sway, you'd be rolling three dice. If you had one in each of these, you'd be rolling four dice.
That was a misplay. Oh, well.
But
yeah, you tried to help me. I remember
that. The good news is that you have basically already completed everything you can do in this mission. So this roll succeeds. You do resist this consequence. It's going to be a very good parachute for Joseph. Real fancy stuff. Gold
but
thread.
Hex collapses.
But like as soon as you get in the car, it's just like you're spent.
Power mode.
Just
battery like, saving mode.
Yeah, all those that cocaine is finally wearing off. Okay, Joseph, you're up there. You have your go bag. And since this ship is quite hardened to your electrical interference, it is time to try a different approach with your bomb. You're going to get a +1D from Hex because of this setup.
Thank you, Hex.
Make it count.
For this is a finesse roll, right?
I can see that. You're trying to plant a bomb on a moving plane. That's finesse, if I've ever seen it.
Yeah. So this is a finesse +1D risky standard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it was all worth it, Brian. Here we go.
A partial success. Yep.
I'll take it.
Very good. Okay.
Are you going to fuck up my parachute again, huh? What's going to happen to my parachute?
You really did want that parachute.
So unfortunately, a piece of shrapnel. This guy's right.
Bullet. Someone rolls down the window of the plane. He's like, hey, fucker, and shoots my parachute.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an option, Adam. And because I love this parachute so much, I'm going to involve it in the option.
of course.
You can get the safe option, right? I'll give that to you. It'll be, you know, bomb goes off, you get a couple ticks in the ship, and you can jump off whenever you want. Or it can be that the door gets blown open and you have a way inside, but you lose the parachute.
I don't know. I feel like me getting in there is a bad idea. I don't know.
That's fine. We can go with it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? It'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to tick one. There are two ticks left in this clock. Joseph, you jump off after the or probably right before the bomb goes off. Because, duh. The big thing shakes. And you see, like, the shield kind of flicker a little bit. It looks like it might be giving up the ghost. Some smoke is coming out of the hull of the ship as well. And you are now parachuting down to safety. Slowly.
Fine.
My brave boy.
All up to Geist, unless Loyal has some sort of laser beam he can shoot out of his
mouth. My dolphin laser beam.
Wow, you guys didn't tell me I had a secret laser beam.
You didn't tell us you had one.
It's the power of love.
Listen, we spent 30 minutes figuring out how to try to get him off a plane.
Power of love.
Yeah.
We didn't
Why would I even go in there? We're sweating so hard to give me the fucking parachute.
It's cool.
Whatever.
But Geist is going to... I mean, well, actually, unless Loyal has an idea for something to do, I would love to entertain it. Because I hate the pressure all being on me and my ability to roll dice.
Yeah, I don't... have a weapon that can take down a plane or do
yes I suppose not okay guys
I think I know what I want to do so because I can our frames all have their own haze fields right
yes
so if I even if I reveal myself as you know Geist in the changeling as long as I shoot the ship down it won't really matter
assuming that he doesn't have some alternative form of broadcasting, yes.
Because what I'm thinking is, what I can do, firstly, I can check off another quirk to push myself for an extra die, and then I can use my boosted reactor to do the fucking the Geist special, where he just basically hurdles himself like a cannonball with his pile bunker hands, and tries to just, like, punch a hole through it. It's his most effective move, but that the increased effect will negate my decreased effect. And bring me up to standard, which means that I will, I think that means I'll kill it on a 6 and I'll fuck it up on a 4-5 and I'll cry and piss my pants on a 1-2-3. But I will have 4 dice because it will be a battle or a maneuver rather than.
Let's do it.
Shh, that's a success.
Yeah,
you sure can.
Fine.
Excellent. Any particular way you want to do it?
Oh my god, is it dead?
Yeah, it's 2 ticks left, right? And then you get 2 ticks.
Holy fuck, okay, okay. I have dreamed of doing this ever since this game started, but do you guys remember...
Ever since 9/11.
Ever since 9/11. In the second season of Dragon Ball Z, there's a point where Nappa the Saiyan fights a bunch of fighter jets, and he just, like, punches right through them like they're made out of tissue paper. I want to do that. I just want to fucking punch right through this thing and, like, not just, like, puncture it, but, like, rip it to pieces from the inside and then just fly out the other side with it completely, like, fly in one side, out the other, and then, like, while I'm in the middle of it, I'm just, like, ripping shit up, and as I come out the other side, it's been completely fucking cored into a husk.
Fuck yes.
I like it.
Yeah. Joseph, you are floating down on a parachute, looking up at the ship above you, and then a large object suddenly goes fucking apple pie on it and just fucking chops it up into lots of little pieces very violently. It's like seeing a wild animal jump on a bunny or something.
Jesus.
And there's just like these pieces are just scattered all over the sky. One probably like nearly misses you. And
I'm shadow playing that, by the way, with my eyes. Like, yeah. Oh, fuck, that was cool.
Hey, someone clip that.
Yep.
And yeah, it's Jack Johnson is gone. He's dead.
Mission complete.
Mission fucking complete.
Well, second body double's dead. Now we gotta get the third.
Yes, the second body double.
Oh, God. Yeah, as part of my success, I'm walking and I hear somebody say, oh, my God, I think they just killed the second body double.
These guys are good.